There's another world beneath the surface. Magic and mad science. Cults and conspiracies. Gods and monsters. My name is Malaika Alice Malter, and I've taken it upon myself to study these phenomena because it's the only way I can change my fate. And it beats having to get a real job. Chapter 2, The Zambian Job. I feel like I need to disclose some important information about my work. I'm not just doing this for fun. I have something of a special partnership with the Amadeus Foundation. I'm sure you heard of them, but it may surprise you to hear that the world's largest human rights advocacy group takes a particular interest in the occult. So, the Foundation's CEO sends me a regular stipend and whatever resources I need for my personal research. Does this make me compromised? I'm not sure. I'm happy to get the money, especially since the esteemed Sir Raphael Moriarty is extremely flexible on what qualifies as a business expense. But the amount of freedom this gives me is concerning. I'm not sure what he and the Foundation have planned or why they're willing to drop this kind of money on me practically for nothing. Maybe I'm getting paranoid, but I'm sure there's something sinister behind this. Because I can't help myself, I have to look into it. I tried to crack into the CEO's files to see what he's up to. Annoyingly, he seems to have anticipated this and does most of his more sensitive work in person or by hand. Which means, then, that whatever I can find seems to be there intentionally. I think he wants me to see these notes. For what purpose, I cannot say. What follows is a series of documents and emails I found in Sir Raphael's files, all pertaining to his decision to hire me.
Subject: Malaika Alice Malter, age 32, born in Arkham, Massachusetts. She holds dual citizenship in the United States of America and the Republic of Zambia. She consistently identifies as a cisgender woman and asexual on official documentation. Her parents are Dr. Daniel Malter, professor of religion and Jewish studies at Miskatonic University, and Tionge Firi, the incumbent mayor of Arkham and... She graduated summa cum laude in computer science and mechanical engineering from Miskatonic University, then attended but did not finish a master's program in engineering at MIT, as she left to pursue an opportunity at HAL. She would later take a research position at the London branch of Massive Dynamic before... After that incident, she has dropped off the radar entirely, but our intelligence suggests that she is currently staying with family in Zambia. I will be speaking with her mother shortly to confirm my suspicions. Dear Tionge, I must once again thank you for your hospitality and patience. I appreciate your being able to meet me at such short notice, especially considering your schedule. The mayor's office suits you well, and Arkham is lucky to have you. As a token of my thanks, you may consider the new community center that you are planning to build fully funded. I will have my assistant send a proposal to your office later this week. Following your suggestion, I have resolved to fly to Zambia immediately. As I write this, I am en route to the Boston airport. Now, I was under the impression that the Big Dig was supposed to make traffic lighter. A truly embarrassing situation. Boston is a testament to man's hubris. The transatlantic flight should be comparatively easier. I must also thank you for your insights into your daughter's psychology. It should be fairly straightforward to convince her to join in my endeavors. Please give my fondest regards to your husband. Sincerely, Sir Raphael Mohammed Wilberforce Moriarty. Dear Dr. Trung, my apologies for the last-minute change of plans. I will not be attending the meeting in New York as initially scheduled, as I have pressing business in Zambia. Pray send my sincerest condolences to the good senator and his staff, even if you need to lie through your teeth. My meeting with Tionge Firi was quite productive and informative. I will tell you further when we next meet. I would prefer not to trust such words to an electronic medium. What I can tell you right now is that while she is not interested in joining our endeavor, she has recommended that I speak with her daughter instead. Obviously, Malta has been in our sights for some time, but I have decided to expedite matters. I am therefore flying to Africa as I write this. I have located a private airstrip near the Zambia-Zimbabwe border, close to the Lower Zambezi National Park. Please make whatever arrangements or payments are necessary to secure a landing. If that is not an option, inform me so that I may tell the pilot to touch down in Lusaka instead. As an aside, assign someone to look into the situation in Ruritania for me. I would prefer that we have no surprises at next week's talks with Fredonia and Moronica. Sincerely, M. Dear Dr. Trung, thank you for making the arrangements with the airport. I am presently en route to Malta's location. She is staying with an uncle, a game warden working at the national park. They live a few kilometers from the airport, on the banks of the Shongwe. This is truly a beautiful country, Trung. I believe we should discuss increasing our aid budget for Zambia upon my return. We've spoken before about the Foundation's plans for Africa, and I think it is high time we accelerated them. If the worst comes to pass, we must ensure that this continent can weather the storm. Barring an unforeseen calamity, I shall report to you following the conclusion of the interview. Sincerely, M. You possess a truly impressive skill for profanity, Miss Malta.
Oh, good. A white guy in Africa. If you're here to rebuild the empire, we're gonna throw hands.
I am neither a representative of the British government, nor am I here to repeat the mistakes of the past.
That's a relief. What new mistakes are you here to make?
None, ideally.
Then prepare to walk away disappointed.
I very much doubt that. Sir Raphael Moriarty, of the Amadeus Foundation.
I know who you are. Whatever you want, I don't care.
And what manner of device is that you're working on?
If you must know, it's a handheld boson collider. You might want to stand back. If I did the math wrong, it'll blow your tits clean off.
If your reputation is to be believed, you have never done the math wrong in your life. So I believe my aureola, I should be safe.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny. Anyway, I'm working here.
An odd choice for building such a machine, I must say.
Helps me clear my head.
You're building a machine more advanced than anything CERN has ever produced, from a scrap heap, in order to relax.
The impossible distracts from the probable.
Malta, I know what happened underneath London.
You can fuck off.
You killed a god, Malta. That is no mean feat.
Gods come and go all the time. I'm not special.
You know as well as I do that that is not the case. As I am sure that you are aware that...
You don't know shit. I know. It's not that I was told or that I have a suspicion. I know in my very core that Look, I just need to get away for a while to figure out what I'm going to do with myself.
Lying ill suits you. You already know exactly what needs to be done. You just don't want to. You cannot change your destiny without first knowing what exactly that ominous prophecy entails. So, I'm sure that by now, you know that you need to study the occult, the ways of the gods, and the other mysteries of this world. And not just through books or the internet, you need to see it for yourself. Perhaps there you'll find the pieces of the puzzle. Of course, such an undertaking would require considerable time and money. As it happens, our interests are in sync.
I'm not going to work for you.
I am suggesting no such thing. I do not expect you to be the sort of woman who would willingly take orders from anyone. I'm offering something far better. A carte blanche.
I beg your pardon.
I will be happy to personally reimburse and subsidize any research you intend to partake in, without any oversight and no questions asked. You may use my resources and contacts upon request, and my organization will be on hand to cover legal expenses should things go awry. Within reason, of course.
There's a catch in there somewhere.
There always is, but I think you will find this is a fairly simple one. All I ask in return is that if you come across anything that you feel would be of use to the Foundation's humanitarian mission, or constitute a global security threat,
that you send me a brief report on the situation. Other than that, I do not particularly care what you do with your efforts.
You want to pay me to not work for you. Is that it? You're still using me.
Everyone is going to try to use you, Malta. The simple fact of the matter is that you're the most dangerous human being on the planet. Your action or inaction will shape the face of the future. As such, I would prefer not to be your enemy. So, run free, follow your intuition, and do whatever feels right to you. Find the answers you seek, and perhaps cause some useful trouble along the way.
Ha. 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 This is a joke, right?
I have no sense of humor, Malta. This arrangement should be to our mutual benefit. As a token of my good faith, you will find $100,000 deposited in your bank account the next time you check your balance. Even if you choose not to accept my offer, that money will all be yours. I will leave you to think this over. When you decide to say yes, I'm sure you will be able to figure out how to contact me. I'll be waiting.
Dear Ms. Malta, my sincerest congratulations for accepting my offer. As of this email, you may consider all of your endeavors fully funded.
I would like to invite you to visit my personal estate at Pemberley in Derbyshire,
as I have several associates that you may find to be valuable resources during your research. First is Dr. Trung An, my assistant and chief operations officer of the Amadeus Foundation. She will be your primary point of contact for legal and political matters. Second is Dr. Estefania de la Vega, physician and chemist. She will be kept on retainer should you require any medical assistance. And lastly, Jenny, no given surname. She is an expert consultant in such fields as martial arts, history, and linguistics. Her relationship with the Foundation is similar to yours. You may learn quite a bit from her. I did note in your letter that you expressed some concern about the, and I quote here, conspiracy crap that you may encounter during this research. To assuage your concerns, most of what you have already heard about the Illuminati and other cabals is entirely fictitious. You had some more specific questions on that front, which I will address now in order. None of the cabals actually rule the world, though not for lack of trying. The media, for the most part, is not in on any of this, because one of the defining traits of people in media is an inability to shut up. Except, ironically enough, conspiracy theorists. They are all on someone's payroll. No, that election was not rigged, nor that other one. Nobody involved in any of the cabals have returned George Soros' phone calls since 1992. Q is just another letter. Americans need to stop being weird. The Freemasons only think they're important. You are correct. White people not building something does not mean that aliens did. The official story is true more often than not, because the cabals have better things to do. Climate change is real, and even the Templars think it has gotten out of hand. There is only one shape-shifting lizard man, and he is the worst. Paul is not dead. However, the band went through several Ringos, which ironically means that as of this writing, Paul is the only original Beatle still alive. And finally, none of the cabals are involved in global finance out of professional courtesy. Why? Because do you have any idea what a bad look a bunch of shadowy bankers is? Read the bloody room. Dr. Trung will be in Botswana later this week. She will be able to stop by Lusaka on a return trip to accompany you to England, should you desire it. Her mobile number is... should you need to reschedule. Sincerely, M.
So, that's my benefactor. Doesn't he sound trustworthy? Yeah, I didn't think so. How the hell does this guy know about what happened in London? I thought I was the only survivor. So, our esteemed Sir Raphael has eyes in places that he shouldn't. Well, two can play that game, sir. But the money is good. Too good. I must admit. I can travel the world at my leisure, follow any lead I need, or idle fancy I desire.
And the team at Pemberley have been a delight to work with. Dr. Vega's already literally saved my life 3 times, and Jenny is fascinating. I don't think Trung likes me very much, but I'm charming. It'll buff out eventually. And while I'm pretty sure the Foundation's lawyers could literally let me get away with murder, I'm not sure if I want to try that out just yet. But Moriarty, I need to figure out what this man is about. I don't know what he's planning, but obviously I'm a part of it. Keep my enemies close, I guess. And take their money. And he knows my fucking mom. I know she's had dealings with some prominent people, but she never told me about, I always thought I could trust her. Who else is lying to me? I've barely started this weird journey of mine, but already I'm sensing a pattern of people trying to use me as a pawn. Well, I'll let them play their game until I figure out what I need. After all, when the pawn gets to the other side of the board, she becomes a queen.
Malaika is written by Emil Lewis and produced by Kimberly Dauber. The Zambian Job featured Tookie Kavanaugh as Malaika Alice Malter and Emil Lewis as Sir Raphael Moriarty. This chapter was directed by Kimberly Dauber with assistance from Emil Lewis. Our theme song was composed by Denver Gaydon, and our chapter artwork was created by Echo Bose with animation by Lauren Sherman. Sound design, audio engineering, and additional music are by Kimberly Dauber, and our logo is by Kristen Hale. Special thanks to Not Even Comedy, the Post Meridian Radio Players, Breaking Light Productions, and the lesbians from the group chat. For more information about the show, check out hearmeoutproductions.com/Malaika or search for Malaika Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Listen to more Malaika on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Malaika is produced in loving memory of Annika Lewis. And as always, conspirators, vade in umbras, salta in lucem. Created by Hear Me Out Productions.
All we have are dreams.
And a microphone.